This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and since March 1st was Frédéric Chopin's birthday, today and tomorrow we'll be listening to his second piano sonata. It's often called his Funeral March Sonata because it has that that you've probably heard before. That's in the third movement, and since we're splitting up the piece, we'll listen to that tomorrow. Today, we're going to focus on the first and second movements. Now, the first thing you should know is that Chopin didn't like playing in big concert halls. He preferred more intimate venues. Often, it was just a piano in a patron's drawing room at a private party. These kinds of parties happened a lot, where people would gather and play music together, and a whole genre of music sprung out of it called salon music. Since a lot of people playing it were amateurs, the music was simple, with clear melodies, basic harmonies, and it was made for that intimate space of a living room or somewhere in someone's house. You can hear it in Chopin's music. There's a clarity to his style that makes it sound deceptively easy. And I say deceptively because he was a virtuoso. Pretty much everyone he knew said he was a genius on the piano, and there are definitely passages that show that. The second thing that you should know is that the sonata is a particular form. It's a way of organizing music. And you're supposed to have certain parts of it doing certain things. But Chopin doesn't really follow the rules in this piece, which is something that happened a lot when he was writing this in the mid-1800s. Composers were taking those formal rules that they had been taught, and they were pushing the boundaries, experimenting more with classical forms. So this piece is really a study in contrasts. You can hear it in the opening movement. It starts ominous in a minor key. This whirlwind takes over. Everything's moving so fast. And then calm. This beautiful lyrical passage. So there's this back and forth throughout the first movement. You'll hear these storms, but they always give way to that clear sky. Or maybe the clear sky always ends up stormy in the end. I don't know what he's trying to say here. The second movement also starts out minor, it's violent, and yet there's always that back and forth. The middle is another gorgeous melody. Some of his contemporaries thought that this piece was too unorganized, it didn't cohere. One of them said it sounded like Chopin just stuck together four unruly children for the four movements. But I think that's part of the point. It's not all neat and tidy. Sometimes you need that chaos to bring out the beauty. So here's Andreas Xenopoulos with the first two movements of Chopin's second piano sonata.
Thank you.
The first two movements of Chopin's second piano sonata, you can get whiplash from the changes in mood. One of the hallmarks of the Romantic era is this focus on emotion and feeling as opposed to a formal approach to composing, and you can hear it here. It feels like it's looking inward, like you're hearing something from a tortured soul, which is actually very much in vogue at the time, and Chopin definitely fit that prototype. Thanks to Andreas Xenopoulos for putting this up on museopen.org. It's under a Creative Commons license, so you can go, you can download it if you want, share it. It's a great way to get this music out there. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to Andreas play the second half of Chopin's second piano sonata. We'll hear that famous funeral march. Maybe not quite as you've heard it before. See you tomorrow.